talk about how the mind, body, and soul all fits together, especially the mind. The Community Mental Health Association has recently released a report, Michigan's Public Mental Health System Against Several State-Established and Non-National Standards. Let's see what some of the results are and what they mean. CEO Robert Sheehan on the line, Bob Sheehan of our Community Mental Health Association. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Sunshine makes us perk up real big, so here we go. Bob, remind us of the work that the Community Mental Health Association does.
Sure. We're the state association representing all the public mental health centers across the state, about 150 organizations. They're the 46 public CMHs, Community Mental Health Centers. We often use the CMH acronym, that are all tied to county governments, and they serve every county in Michigan. There's also 10 public health plans, like public insurance companies, actually, that manage the Medicaid benefit, which is for a lot of the folks in Michigan. That's how they get the mental health care. And then about 100 private agencies that are in the provider network of that system across the state.
And no doubt the need for mental health care as a result of coronavirus, as a result of what's happening when it comes to rioting, is bigger than ever before, can I ask?
Indeed. In fact, you know, there's always this underlying river of demand. But the COVID pandemic has really set it off. If you think about the perfect storm of economic distress, you know, a quarter of Michiganders have lost jobs, and actually almost half of all households have lost income of some type because of it. Threat of illness and then the isolation, those three things. And then you're right. And on top of it, you have the tension of police relations and riots. Yeah, what a combination, huh?
Yes. Bob, let's talk about this report entitled A Traditional of Excellence and Innovation, Measuring the Performance of Michigan's Public Mental Health System. What's this mean?
What we found is that there was never really a comprehensive evaluation of how Michigan's public mental health system does. There's lots of data there. And so we pulled that data in six areas. And we found that really for decades, Michigan's system is one of the best in the country. And Shelley, I can walk through some of the findings if that'd be helpful.
Yep, let's begin.
Sure. In those six areas, the first one was we looked at all the major standards the state sets for the system. And those are mostly about access and outcomes. You know, do people get better? Do they recover? Can they get in? And Michigan's system surpassed the state standards in 37 of the 38 standards. In fact, the one they missed, they were off by 1.6%. So it's pretty impressive stuff. So when people talk about it's hard to get in, the data shows that people have ready access to systems. That's also buttressed by a federal study, a national study, that looked at all 50 states and District of Columbia. And Michigan was 15th in the state for access. Pretty good stuff, you know.
Yep.
And that's especially a state that's had to cut back its funding for it in the last 10 years or so. It says a lot. Third is we looked at how our state uses state mental hospitals versus others.
Yes.
State mental hospitals, you know, are not the best way to get treatment. It's better to live at home in the community, work in the community. The average across the country is 17 times higher than Michigan of the use of state mental hospitals.
Okay.
You know, it's just that a lot of states are still behind. And what that's allowed is Michigan's system to take those dollars and plow them into the community. So the number I use all the time, Shelley, which is probably eye-popping, is for every one person, if you took the state budget now for mental health, you could serve about 9,000 people. We serve 37 times that now.
Wow.
By using community-based care. You know, it's just a far better way. It's far humane, more humane, and far better bargain. And then last is we've been able to control costs. We're under a managed care system. We run a managed care system, but we don't use traditional managed care techniques of, you know, holding back authorizations or paying lower rates. What we use is what's called whole person care. So side by side with clients and making sure they're recovering. That they have solid housing, employment, jobs, that you work to get them into primary care. And we put almost all the money towards care. So 94% of our budget goes to care as opposed to what normally happens in managed care. When you do that, you end up with cost reductions that are pretty stunning. And so let me give you a number and then I'll stop. We found the study since 97, so we started becoming the managed care provider for the state under for behavior mental health. we're able to retain savings of over $5 billion against what it would have cost. If the state had had the Medicaid rate increases that it was seeing historically and that were seen across the country, the state would have spent $5 billion more. So it's been a great bargain.
Saving the state of Michigan $5.27 billion.
Exactly.
A lot of change, yes. Talking with the Community Mental Health Association's CEO, Robert Sheehan, findings of a report, Michigan's public mental health system against several state-established and national standards, this tradition of excellence and innovation measuring the performance of Michigan's public mental health system, and it looks like scoring well. More than 620 integration efforts led by the public mental health system have taken place throughout the state, Bob?
That's right. You know, the big movement in healthcare is to link up physical healthcare and behavioral or mental health care. And our members, the public mental health system, has over 600 of those systems going on. Sometimes it's co-location, meaning if I go in to see my doctor, he or she would have a mental health practitioner there. And vice versa, if I go in to get mental health care, will there be primary care there? We also do something called a high utilizer program. So if I'm a person using a lot of health care, our system reaches out to that person and makes sure their health care, physical health care, is tied to mental health care. So pretty impressive stuff there.
Yes. What else do you need from the community?
The community has been responding well. People see the CMH system, the public system, as part of their community infrastructure. When I go around the state, I realize that almost every human service initiative going on has the public mental health system involved, whether it's improved academic performance programs in the schools or early childhood feeding programs or programs for seniors, reaching out to the homeless community, jail-based programs have mental health practitioners embedded in them that come from the public system. So in almost every sector of our society, the public mental health system is a part.
How can we find out, how can we read the report that was just released?
Sure. You want to go to our website, which is CMHAM, that's Community Mental Health Association of Michigan, CMHAM.org, and click on the resources site, and then in the resources site, you'll see that it's called the Center for Healthcare Integration and Innovation. And there's that report, plus other ones we've done over the last several years.
Great. Again, important times, and thank you for staying on top with crunching the numbers and being there for us when it comes to community mental health. The Community Mental Health Association CEO, Robert, we'll call you Bob Sheehan. Thanks for your comments.